Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review our numbers. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil, and let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'm going to write the name Jason. Oh, no, I'm not. My name is Mrs. Oldham, so that's what I'm going to write. Jason is my brother. You write your name. I'll write my name, Mrs. Oldham. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We are going to count some things and color some things at the top of our page where there is a picture. So look at the top of your page. And do you see the fences? There's some fences going along. And each fence is kind of got its own little thing. So let's count the fences. Ready? Use your finger and point and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 fences across the back. Let's find our brown crayons and color each fence brown. Ready, go. All right. So while we're coloring our fences brown, let's practice counting to 5 since there were 5 fences. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's do it again, but this time let's go faster. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good job. 5 fences in our picture. 5. Sometimes when you're in kindergarten, you're 5 years old. It's true. Let's sing to 5. I love to sing, and sometimes when I sing, I can learn to count more easily. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boys and girls, I have colored 3 fences. I'm starting number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on the 4th fence. Let's count to 5 again, but this time, let's count to 5 in a low voice, a very low voice. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can count to 5. That's my low voice. My low voice. Boys and girls, I am on fence number 5. Are you on fence number 5? Hopefully you're not way ahead of me. If you're finished and you finished a long time ago, go back, check your work, make sure you did a nice job coloring. And if you're a lot slower than me, you're going to have to finish at the end. I have finished all 5 of my fences. I will give you 5 more seconds to finish coloring, and then I need you to put your brown crayon down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Put down that brown crayon. All right, boys and girls, let's look at the pots. There are some flower pots in our picture. Let's count the flower pots. Ready? Touch them with your finger and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 flower pots. Okay, 4. Let's color. Hold it. Wait for me. This is the part where you follow the directions. Do you see the flower pot that's plain? It doesn't have any polka dots on it at all. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your red crayon. Hold it. Don't start coloring. Listen. And I want you to draw 4 polka dots on the plain pot. Draw 4 polka dots. Ready? Go. 1. You're using your red crayon. 2, 3, 4. So you should have 4 spots or polka dots or circles on the plain planter pot. All right, put down your red crayon, and then let's find a blue crayon to color the rest of the pot in and around the polka dots. Any kind of blue will work. I'm not picky. All right, 4 pots, and then we just drew 4 polka dots. So let's practice counting to 4. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can count to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, I have finished coloring the rest of my pot blue. I'll give you 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2. One. All right, let's look at the other pots. Do you see the pot that has polka dots on it, but there's not a flower in it? There's not a flower in it. Do you see that? All right, let's color the polka dots on that pot. We'll start with the polka dots. Let's color the polka dots orange. We're on the pot that has no flowers in it, and we're just coloring the polka dots orange. We'll go back and do the rest in just a second. So orange polka dots on the pot with no flower in it. All right, I just finished up mine. You finish up yours. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, put down that orange crayon. Let's find a green crayon. Any kind of green will work. And let's color the rest of the pot green. I found my yellow green color, so that's what I'm using. In and around those orange polka dots. In and around those orange polka dots. This is pot number 2 that we're coloring. There were 4 pots. We colored 1, and now we're coloring 2. 1, 2. Pot number 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4 pots all together. Okay, I finished the green part. I'll give you 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your green crayon. Okay, pot number 3. Ready? We did 1, 2, pot number 3. The boy is watering the flower. It's a rose. Do you see that one? He's watering the flower, the rose. That pot. Ready? Let's get our purple crayons and color the polka dots purple on that pot. You are really having to follow the directions here. I love it. I love it. Listening and following directions is very important, you know. Purple polka dots on the pot that the boy is watering the rose flower. I finished my purples, my purple polka dots. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your purple crayon. Let's color the rest of that pot. The rest of the pot. Let's do yellow. How about yellow? Find your yellow crayon. And let's color the rest of that pot yellow. In and around the purple polka dots. All right. Counting to 4 again. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's use a whisper voice. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like I have a secret for you. I can count to 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm finished with my yellow pot. 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon. All right, we have 1 pot left. We colored 1, 2, 3. We're ready for 4. Pot number 4. Let's color the polka dots on pot number 4. Blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of a blue. I'm going to use my blue greenish color and color the polka dots on the last pot blue. I'm using blue green. It really doesn't matter. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. And then put down your blue crayon in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's color the rest of that pot gray. And if you can't find your gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It's a perfect gray color.
Perfect gray color for pot number four. One, two, three. What comes next? Four. All right, four pots. You may put down your gray crayon or your pencil. Four, three, two, one. Boys and girls, let's count the snails. How many snails do you see in our picture? One, two. One, two. Let's color both of the snails. Let's color their neck and head part green. Just their neck and their head part green. Leave the shell alone for right now. So we'll do the neck and the head of the snails green. One, I just did one, and now I'm doing two. One, two. I'm on snail number two. Just his neck and his head by his eyes. Okay, there I go. And now, put down your green crayon. That shouldn't have taken you very long. It's a little neck and a little head. Let's color the shells purple. Both shells on the snail purple. All right, one, two. I'm on snail number two. One, two. Okay, 2 seconds and put down your purple crayon. Two, one, put down your purple crayon. All right, boys and girls, do you see the little splotches of stuff on the ground? They could be water, maybe water spots on the ground, water puddles, or maybe mud splatters or grass. Let's do green and make them be grass. But before we start coloring, stop. Let's count them. Count those. They're different sizes and they look like puddles, but we're going to have them be grass. Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I think there's eight. Let's take our green crayons and find out. Let's color all the grassy patches green. All the grassy patches green. One, two, you should be keeping up with me. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I colored and counted at the same time. Let's practice counting to eight again. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Who do we appreciate? The boy. Yes, we appreciate the boy because he's watering the flowers. You should be almost finished with all your grassy patches. In four, three, two, one, please put down your green crayon. Let's count to eight one more time in our high voice. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Very good. All right, boys and girls, pick up your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the row of numbers going across? We're going to trace them and say them while we trace them. Let's start on one. Ready, go. Trace it and say it. One. Move over. Two. You should be tracing it. Move over. Three. Trace it. Move over. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight, nine, ten. Let's read them again. I'm going to point to them with my pencil. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All right, let's look at the turtles. Boys and girls, I am trying to find the turtle that has six spots. Let's count the first turtle spots. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. There it is. Circle that for me. That's the turtle with six spots. The next turtle, let's count just for fun. How many spots does the next turtle have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Whoa. All right, let's look at the crayon boxes. Can you find the box with 5 crayons? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Try the next box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There it is. Circle it. Okay, look at the backpacks. Which shelf is holding 8 backpacks? Let's count the first shelf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There it is. Circle it. It's that one. The next shelf only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope, that's not it. Boys and girls, look at the ladybug. I want you to draw 8 spots on the ladybug with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Check it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes! All right, boys and girls, see the 10 frame with the circles in it? I like to call them counters. We're going to color them in and use our pencil and count as we go. So color the first one in. Ready? We're coloring the circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 counters on the 10 frame. And the last part, boys and girls, there's 2 numbers. Which number is 8? Can you circle it for me? Which number is 8? What's the first number right there? It's a 6. Yes, it's the next number that's the 8. Circle the next number. Boys and girls, you did it. We did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.